Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well as the martyrdom and demise of his grandson, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Today on The Key, we would like to pose a question, and that question is regarding the event, the sad and solemn event that occurred today, which is the demise of the Holy Prophet. The question is, why is it that this is such a grave and solemn and momentous event? Why is it that this event is so sad for us? The answer to this question can be sought out in the various ahadiths that we have regarding the demise of the Prophet. For example, in his famous sermon or speech that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave at the time of the demise of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam kind of alludes to why the death of the Prophet was such a great and significant event. The Imam says, "Bi'abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah, may the life of my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Prophet of God. Laqad inqata'a bimawtika ma lam yanqati bimawti ghayrik." Something was discontinued, something was cut off by means of your death, which had not been disconnected or cut off by means of the death of anyone besides you. Meaning with the death of the Prophet, something was cut off, something was discontinued, something was finished that had not been finished by the death of anyone before the Prophet, nor after him. What is that? Min al-nubuwwat wal-anba'i wa akhbar al-sama, revelation, the Quran and revelation, as well as knowledge of the unseen and the events that would occur in the future. These are all things that were cut off with the demise of the Holy Prophet. And we know that the Quran and revelation, this is one of the greatest blessings that God has given all of humanity. And in order to reinforce this, in continuation, the Imam says, خَصَّصْتَ حَتَّى سِرْتَ مُسَلِّيًا أَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. He says that your death was so special, was so significant, that in comparison to it, the death of everyone else became easy, and it became a source of consolation for the death of everyone else besides you. And then the Imam said, وَعَمَمْتَ حَتَّى صَارَ النَّاسُ فِيكَ سَوَى. Your death was a sad and solemn event for everyone, to the extent that everybody was mourning your death. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the significance of the demise of the Holy Prophet, and why is it so important? Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.